Hello out there. Happy Friday. This is the Astroblast podcast coming to you live, or not live, from the Salt Marsh Library. This is Mrs. Bernard Ann.
Mr. Constant.
And today we have two special guests joining us who are...
I'm Riley Hazard.
Excellent. And they are seniors that are part of NHS, and they're going to chat with us a little bit about some tutoring opportunities for students around campus, which is awesome.
And some things about NHS I'd like to know about.
Yeah, and all other good things.
All other good things that are NHS.
Yeah. So before we get into that, what else do we have going on?
Well, there's a lot going on this weekend. Friday night, Pinkerton plays Spalding for the preliminary round of football.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. at the Memorial Field.
Yes, that's what it's called, Memorial Field.
Under the lights. Come on out, support the Astros football team. And then
we're
on Sunday.
I'm just going to say that the Pinkerton cross country teams are going to warm up the area for them by having our JV versus faculty race today after school at 3:30.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So all are welcome.
It's that's great.
Yep.
And then Sunday we have our Pinkerton cheer team is going to compete at 2:36 Sunday right here at the Hackler Gymnasium. Mm-hmm. Come on out and support them, and not just support them, but see the show. They are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. That's right here at Pinkerton Academy.
Mm-hmm. And also on Saturday is the Meet of Champions for the boys and girls cross country team at Alvern High School, 2:30 and 3:10 or 3:20.
Nice.
2:30 for girls. And we are both Division I champions, so it's a pretty exciting day for us. We're looking to win the state meet potentially and obviously qualify for New England. So.
Well, good luck to all those teams, football, cheer, and both cross-country teams.
Heck, yeah. And so today is an important day in the academic world because it is the end of the first half of the first semester. Did you
catch
that? Can you say that five times?
Half of the half.
Yeah.
Yeah, so progress reports are going out. That could be bad for some people, but it's a good wake-up call to know that you've got to get on the ball there and get your grades up if you're not already doing that. And that's why we brought our two NHS experts here to talk about the tutoring program that they have. So, Juliana and Riley, if you want to take the floor and talk to us about the program.
Yeah, so we've been doing this program for years and years and years, and we're finally bringing it back to its glory after COVID.
Yeah.
To its glory. I love it.
So it's open to all members of the community, both inside and outside of Pinkerton.
And I love that.
Basically, the way it works is students or their parents will email Ms. Lemire with the subject that they're interested in, the grade level that the student is in, and how long they would like to be tutored for. And Ms. Lemire then will go and match up the student with a tutor that is an NHS member. And from there, they'll go and coordinate a time and a place to help meet up.
That's excellent. I love that. Now, you mentioned Pinkerton community, but also outside of the community. So do you have younger, like middle school kids and elementary kids too?
Yeah, we can tutor elementary schools. So it's kind of fun to meet with the elementary school students because it's like, I don't know, just a different experience than what you're learning right now.
I love that. That is fantastic.
That's really cool.
Where might you meet a kid to do the tutoring?
That was going to be my question.
Yeah.
So once you are matched up with a tutor, you communicate with them and discuss like how you want to meet them. Over Zoom, we did a lot of tutoring. So that was nice with COVID, but now it's nice to be back in person. It's just easier to explain stuff.
Sure.
So you just talk about location, like also after school or during school, not different schedules, and it's all up to you.
So you might do it here at Pinkerton, but if you were going to work with an elementary school student or perhaps a middle school, maybe they can get a ride here. But would you go to, like, the library or even to the elementary school to do the tutoring?
Yeah, you could really go anywhere. With the younger kids, sometimes the parents are included on the email.
Sure. So well, they probably should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's easier to
coordinate,
like, rides or
Nice.
Awesome.
Yes.
Have you personally done any tutoring yourself with the in the program?
Yes.
Excellent. What's your forte? I'm sorry, Riley. I know you want to say something. I'm sorry. Riley, go ahead.
He likes to talk. I've been tutoring specifically in like the science and math centers here.
Okay.
So that's one other location option if you didn't want to do it like elsewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
At a library or a cafe or something.
Do you communicate, you as students, do you communicate with Mrs. Lemire as far as like what subjects you feel comfortable doing, and that's how she sort of starts that process with on your side?
Yeah, so when everyone joins NHS, they have to fill out a form that indicates the subjects they're interested in, that's like the basic level, like math, sciences,
mm-hmm.
And then they also indicate more specifically, like for math, they would say Algebra 1 or Geometry. Or if it's like a younger kid level, they'll indicate, oh, I'd rather work with younger kids than high school students.
Wow.
And so then Ms. Lemire looks at this spreadsheet and she decides which pair she thinks would be the most appropriate for that to happen. And then she emails the NHS student and says, are you interested? And then if they say yes, then that's when they continue on to
That's
really
outstanding.
Cool.
How many NHS students would you say there are?
We started off the year with just 32, I think, but now we've had new seniors enter, and we're up to about 70.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Okay, so
awesome.
That's quite the spreadsheet
she's
got with that. Yeah, that's great. That's
can you tell us a little bit about NHS for those people who aren't familiar with it?
Yeah, so we have executive board meetings. There's 8 of us on the board. And we're constantly planning different events to do for the community and Pinkerton. And then each member or each executive board member runs a separate committee. So there's a communications committee, chapter bonding committee, fundraising, community service, and then there's 2 student senate representatives that are on our board.
And you're on the board?
Yes.
And which committee are you in charge of?
So I'm the president, so I attend all the committee meetings, so I can facilitate what we're doing.
We're amongst greatness.
I know,
so
seriously.
Really
I don't know if I'm worthy.
Yeah, and in order to be selected for NHS, that's a process that you go through, an application.
Yes.
Which is open right now for our juniors,
correct.
I believe, right?
Yeah.
And there's a deadline. Do you guys know when that deadline is?
I do not.
I might know. It's November 11th.
There you
go.
Okay.
Yeah. So, juniors.
We're not in
get
school that day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't set the deadline.
What is the in order to be in NHS, though, can you explain some things that you need to have?
Yeah. So, they send out an email to a select pool of people. And then once you fill out the application, you're going to fill out things like your community involvement. Whether that be service or clubs or sports, then you also indicate what you do at Pinkerton, same thing like clubs, activities, sports. And then you're also going to have your grades as part of the consideration. And then there's a short little essay where you get to explain how you are and how you embody each of the 4 pillars of NHS, which are character, leadership, service, and scholarship.
Look at you. Wow. That was like a quick quiz there.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And to be selected to even start the process, I believe you have to have a certain GPA, right?
Is it an average of 80 or better? 80. Or 80, 88? 88.
Yeah.
That's high.
I feel like it was 88.
Yeah. That's exclusive.
Yeah, so these guys are awesome.
So if you're close to that and need some help, NHS tutors, and that's what comes around goes around, so get that help.
For sure.
Juliana, are you part of the board?
Yes, I'm the co-chair of the community service committee.
Oh, nice. Do you have any events coming up, community service events coming
up?
Besides this, yeah.
On Saturday, we actually have a little dairy cleanup. We're just going to start at the Shaw's and the Crystal Lab and kind of go down that road.
I love that.
It's
nice.
High traffic.
High traffic by our students, so I think that's important that you guys kind of take care of that. I wish the kids who do make the mess would clean that up themselves, but thank you for doing that. That's great. Citizenship Committee runs a community cleanup. I love taking the kids out and having them clean. They really see the problems out there environmentally
right.
with that. It's
yeah.
amazing how much trash is thrown out.
I also think that there's so much value to doing something that's, you know, in your backyard.
Mm.
Because I think that you feel, you know, a sense of pride for, you know, being able to create change and give back. And it really feels like it hits home. You know, not that there's anything wrong with raising money for a cause that's, you know, that's not at school or
mm-hmm.
right around. But I just think there's something to be said about doing something right here.
Right.
Inside.
Your community.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, let's get a little background on you guys, because NHS, obviously you have the grades because you have to have grades to get into NHS. But you guys are also well-rounded students and athletes, correct? So, Juliana, tell us a little about your involvement here at Pinkerton beyond the NHS and classroom.
Soika is the assistant athletic director and the coach of the golf team. He's awesome.
He's fine.
That is a very on spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do well at states the past 3 or 4 years, and I also do like tournaments during the summer for the NHGA.
What's your strong part of your game? Is it putting, irons? What's your forte?
Probably putting.
Really?
It's hard to say that, but I don't know. I feel pretty confident.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wonder, do you tutor that?
I could use some help.
Yeah. I help Hunter Atkinson cut your clothes.
Do you really?
Too.
Good for you.
Amazing.
Good for you.
Awesome. And Riley, what are you else do you do around here?
Yeah, I'm a swimmer. I've been on the varsity team for the past 4 years.
Wow.
And I'm also on the track team as well.
Oh, awesome. So outdoor.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you do for track?
I do the 400 and long jump.
Wow.
Oh, very cool.
Wow. Good
those are
for you.
Other skills I do not possess.
Nor do I.
Yeah, awesome. Well,
that's
you guys
great.
Are, you know, certainly valued members of this community. I'm so glad that we were able to get them on.
Absolutely, for
yeah.
sure.
And I don't know, do we have anything else, Mr. Constant? Because I definitely get to ask them the question we ask every week.
I think it's time for the question.
Yeah,
go
okay.
for it.
So we want to know if you both have any shout-outs for members of our community that you'd like to say thank you to or good luck with anything or any of that kind of stuff. And we're springing this on them, so they have to think on their feet, but we know they can do that.
Yeah.
I would like to shout out Jenna Gordon. She is the president of Student Council, and you don't really see all of the behind the scenes from the public view
mm-hmm.
Of all the planning and work that Student Council puts in, but she has to go to every committee meeting and is very actively involved in all of those, and she meets with Mr. Breeden aspects of Student Council.
Sure.
And wasn't she a guest on our show a couple of years ago?
I feel like
Jenna
was.
I think Jenna was a,
I mean, we've had
was
so
a podcaster
many,
with us.
Yeah, we've
yeah.
had so many good guests.
Yeah,
but
for
yeah.
sure. Well, that was that's
yeah.
really nice. That,
yeah.
That's good.
I'm sure she'll really appreciate
yeah.
that. We'll share it with her.
Yeah, I would like to give a shout-out to Ms. Brown and Ms.
Okay.
Lemire.
Yeah.
So I'm in both NHS and class office.
Okay.
And senior year is a really big year, so
yeah.
the advisors don't always get all the credit that they deserve for helping us facilitate the events we're planning and giving up their time to make sure that the entire school community is really enjoying their time here. So. Ms. Brown, thank you for all the work that you do with class office and putting up with all of us every week. And Ms. Lemire, thank you for always being an extra or a short step away for asking help, and both for NHS related things and academic related things for every one of our students.
Wow, like so
yeah,
eloquently
that
put.
That was
right
very
there.
Well put.
Oh
and,
my gosh.
You know, it's great to have wonderful students like
yeah.
yourselves, and
yeah.
the amount that you put into Pinkerton really pays off. And we're lucky to have you here as students, and
all
we
right.
wish you the best of luck in going forward in the future. Thanks for joining us today. It was great having you.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Well, best of luck, everybody, in those events this weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Yep.